Thank you very much, Nitsaru. It is a great honour, and it's something that I didn't seek, but I will cherish. It's a wonderful thing to be acknowledged by the Australian community.
Kim, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners? I know you for many, many years. I've been going to the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, and I know your work. You're a lawyer. You've got so many hats that you are wearing. Please tell us, who is Kim Jacobs?
Well, I am a lawyer by background, and I did an MBA, and I worked in the investment banking industry for a number of years, and then started my own company 28 years ago called Intech Limited, which is a corporate strategic and financial advisory house. But just as importantly, if in fact not more importantly, I have been involved in charitable and or not-for-profit work since the age of 16. My parents, my mother started the United Israel Appeal Women's Division. My uncle, Lou Klein, started at the UIA and in conjunction with other prominent people at that time. And my sister, Penny Hurst, has been actively involved in the UIA for almost 40 years, chairing Women's Division and getting a lovely award from UIA in Israel a couple of years ago. So I've had a lot to do with the Australia-Israel relationship, but more particularly I was with the CAM member of the chamber 26 years ago and have been on the board, was on the board for 20 years and president for 14, and thoroughly enjoyed my time taking people from Australia, particularly non-Jewish as well as Jewish, to Israel to show, and vice versa, bring Israelis to Australia to show the value of the relationship between Australia and Israel and the worth of having each other as solid trading partners. I now chair CAM Quality. I stepped down from the presidency of the Australian-Israel Chamber of Commerce beginning of last year, 2015. I'm now chairman of CAM Quality, which is also a not-for-profit, a national not-for-profit, that helps children ages 0 to 13 who are living with cancer through optimism and positive psychology. It's a very good organisation. We have 2,500 volunteers throughout Australia and 110 employees and offices in every state. I'm also on the advisory board of UTS Business School. So I've had a number of hats over the years, and I think that really, if you are not involved in giving back as a business person, then you really haven't got a complete understanding of how the world works. I have been very happily married for 35 years to my lovely wife Ruth, and I have two gorgeous children, Talia and Adam, and Talia is married and Adam has a lovely girlfriend, and they are also involved in communal activities as well, so it seems to run in the family. So that's a bit of me and a bit of the background.
We are talking to Kim Jacobs, AM. Kim, I know that you received the honour for significant service to business through a range of senior roles, as you told us, to Australia-Israel relations, to higher education, and to the community in general. Can you point out a few things that you've done that you're very proud of?
Firstly, my family. As I said, I'm very, very proud of my family, and that's the first agenda item I have. But other areas I think that I'm proud of, having created a business called Intech Limited, having my partner Andrew Cohen, business partner Andrew Cohen, who I formed the company with, we've had a business relationship and a partnership for 30 years, which I think is unusual, so I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that I helped build the trade relationship between Australia and Israel from 30 years ago, where it started about, you know, $100 million is now up to almost $1 billion. And so I'm very proud of the fact that I was part of that growth and helped formulate it. I'm exceptionally proud of the fact that I was able to take a number of delegations to Israel of non-Jewish people who understand the importance of Israel in the world, and also exposing Israelis to how important Australia is in the Asia Pacific area. And the other thing, Nitsa, that I'm very proud of is I have been involved in mentoring young people, both in the business and in the communal sense, for many years. And to be able to see what they have achieved over the years has been exceptionally great for me, and I've been very proud of being able to contribute to their growth. the highlights I have also is in relation, as I said, to my other not-for-profit work. I chair also a small media company called Local Measure. That company has grown substantially since it started 4 years ago. So I'm proud of those achievements and very excited to be honoured in the Australia Honours List and very humble. And I'm extremely proud to be an Australian. I always have been and I continue to be so.
Kim Jacobs AM, thank you very much. Mazel tov, congratulations. And I'm sure we'll still hear about you in the future. There are still many challenges ahead of you.
Absolutely. Every day is a challenge and that's what makes it so exciting. So thank you, Nitsa. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Kim.